There is no end to coffee mumbo jumbo seeking spirit, especially when it comes to coffee. So from one experiment straight into the next one. Believe it or not, although this is the second espresso machine that I own after my Rancilio Silvia, which is still sitting there in the corner, keeping a watchful eye on what the Rocket R58 dual boiler PID does, I have never ever used the single spouted portafilter to pull a single shot. But the other day when I met Camden Coffee down in Bellamy, I had such a great chat with Sonny there. And, he just inspired me to use the single spouted portafilter. And on top of trying something I've never tried before, I've also embarked on a new bean, CGP Fürth Cafe's Guatemalan La Perla, which is, I can let the cat out of the bag, absolutely beautiful because I've pulled a few shots with it. It is smooth, it is creamy, it is really beautiful. It's got this balanced acidity. It's just beautiful. But I wanted to talk to you about the single spouted portafilter. First of all, I didn't know the basket size, so I had to juggle around a little bit. I started with just kind of dividing what my double basket takes, but it wasn't quite enough. So from 8.5 grams, I moved up to 11 grams, which was just about right. And it's very interesting. The whole thing is just different. The basket itself looks different. It's got kind of a funnel shape because the filter, the holes at the bottom are actually much smaller in circumference than the double basket, where it just kind of comes from the outside and goes in. Here it has to come out from the outside and go in even further into kind of a funnel-shaped basket. So anyway, 11 grams worked well. And then you've got to watch the extraction very carefully. I mean, how does it come out of the single spout? And it was creamy, it was thick, it was really lovely. You still have your timer on and you still got to see that it all happens within the parameters of kind of 25, 30 seconds. 25 is actually good. And if you watch the crema shouldn't have any black spots on it or specks. That means it's over-extracted. So this particular extraction after my third time was just beautiful. The uniform, lovely golden crema sitting on top. But the whole thing is a juggling act because even the tamping is different because you can't rest that spout anywhere. You got to be really careful. So it takes a bit of getting used to. But I tell you what, it's just as interesting. And you've always got to keep trying new things, discovering the world of coffee from every angle. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo does just that and gets a real kick out of it.